Lucinda Hessen is a survivor. She narrowly escaped the sinking of the Titanic, but the event changed her, scarred her. She returned to land but still felt adrift. With her only daughter Molly in tow, she attempts to pick up the pieces of her shattered life, holding out hope that her husband, lost among the chaos, will return to her. Lucinda quickly finds herself in a world indifferent to her struggle. Her recovery in hospital is corrupted by a fast-talking representative from the White Star Line, and the probing questions of social service worker threatens to rip Molly from her custody. Lucinda and Molly make a staggering journey back home only to find it sold out from under them by a landlord assuming news of the sinking meant news of their death. This week the story picks up as Lucinda fights for what little she can salvage from a life erased. After tumultuous months stranded in a shelter, she and Molly have moved to a drafty cabin outside of town where even getting a decent meal is a chore. Absent from peace, Lucinda is now hounded by neighborhood kids who take turns taunting the strange woman living in isolation. Lucinda is patient, but Lucinda is reaching her breaking point. When fate delivers a final tragic blow, she will be faced with her longest voyage yet, the voyage back to her sanity. Along the way, Lucinda will have to make a choice. Will she find compassion in a world gone cold? Or embrace damnation and commit to the ultimate evil? Find out for yourself as The Wraith continues in Second Saturday Stories. Set in both the time of the Titanic and the Atomic Age, The Wraith is the perfect summer horror to keep you up on a dark and stormy night. Fans of Paranormal Activity and Stephen King will love this tale of ghosts, demons, love, and loss that will span the summer in Second Saturday Stories. Chapter 4. The burial runs today at 3 p.m., but while you wait you can catch up with the full story below. Chapter 1. Blackened Waters. Chapter 2. Whispers in the Night. Chapter 3. No Homes Return.